Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The word signs, where you find it in the Old Testament or New Testament, it's miracles by which God authenticates the man that was sent by him. Example, Moses. Moses come to Pharaoh. Pharaoh says, "Who are you? God sent me. Let my people go." I'm not going to let your people go. So because of the signs and wonders, the signs authenticated Moses' message to Pharaoh. Are you following? The wonders are the miracles that were performed by them. The signs authenticated the man's messages from God, where the wonders were actually the miracles that were performed. You see the difference? Even though it's kind of like love and marriage, hand in hand, they go together, but they're not the same. Are you lost already? It's very important to understand that. Why? Because we, in Mark chapter number 16, we read the Great Commission, beginning in verse number 15. And he said unto them, Jesus is speaking to his apostles, to the church, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be damned, but he that believeth not shall be saved. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe." These signs shall follow them that believe. "In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with tongues, new languages. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly things, it will not hurt them. For they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Verse number 19, it doesn't end there. "So then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God, where he is presently, ever interceding for us." We read that in the book of Hebrews. Now, verse number 20, it's the last verse in the Gospel of Mark. "And they," the apostles, even we even go to the church, "went, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the words with signs following." Amen. What does that mean? That as the apostles went out, they did not have the completed word of God. So they went to other areas, and the signs that authenticated that they were preaching the word of God were the miracles that were performed. They could speak with unknown languages. They could pick up a deadly snake. And I would highly recommend you don't do that today. Okay? Those sign gifts are gone. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I want you to see the point of the signs was to authenticate the man, the message of God that he was giving, was given. Another important point that I want to share with you, very important, why I'm belaboring this point. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 22, it says this: "For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom." These signs, you could tell, the Bible teaches these signs were for the Jewish people. 1 Corinthians 1:22 is so clear. "For the Jews require a sign, but the Greeks, they require wisdom." Why is that so important? When you look about all these sign gifts, and you get in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 and all, talk about the sign gifts and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the people, and the Gentiles were affected, but the signs were for unbelievers, predominantly for the Jewish people in the New Testament economy. Let me read Luke chapter number 11, begin verse number 14. Luke chapter number 11. Yes. And Jesus was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And let me read that. Is that up there? In one sentence. "And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb." We could talk about that one a while, but I want to move on. That's pretty good. "And it came to pass when the devil was going out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. And some of them said, he casted out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And another, tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. Prove to us who you say you are." Well, I'll show you a sign, okay? Well, verse number 29. "And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall be no sign given but the sign of Jonah the prophet. All right, you want a sign? Remember, they're seeking a sign. These Jewish people are looking for something. Who are you? Are you really who you say you are? Well, show us. Give us a sign. Well, he said, well, let me give you a sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to his generation. Interesting. You want a sign, and you know what it was, that as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so also shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. But that was a sign. When did you see that? Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, verse number 22. 1 Corinthians 14, 22. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, and not for them that believe. But what's that next phrase? But for them that believe not. Why am I belaboring the point? So many people are wanting to look for a sign, a sign, a sign, a sign. And it's so clear in Scripture that it's for unbelievers. Signs are, we don't need signs. As a matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, that great love chapter, we find these words. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. These are sign gifts, prophecies. Whether there be tongues, these languages that are being spoken, they shall cease. And whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. The word knowledge means that if somebody who's able to stand before God's people, perhaps he's uneducated, he's never studied it, but yet God's given him that gift, not so much of speaking tongues, but giving him the gift of understanding, of knowledge, and how to explain to people without having to go to university, without having to go to school, without having been under the teaching of Jesus or anything. They would be give him knowledge of the Word of God. Now, we don't get that kind of knowledge today. You got to study. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But this gift, the gift of knowledge, they didn't have to study. They could just stand before people and just quote Scripture and expound upon the Scripture. That was a gift. It was a sign gift. That gift will vanish away. Verse number 9. For we know in part, it's not complete, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Why is that so important? When the Word of God was completed, these sign gifts were done away with. These gifts of prophesying, these gifts of speaking in tongues, these gifts of healings, these gifts of knowledge, all these things that were supernaturally endowed upon people. These supernatural gifts, the Bible says, when that which is perfect is come, the Word of God, that those things which are in part shall be done away with. There's not been a sign gift given since at least AD 96. Okay, when the Word of God was completed, he did away with all these. Are y'all following what I'm saying? A lot of controversy out there. But when we talk about these signs and wonders, back in the book of Hebrews, it was real then. The Jewish people saw it. They knew about their Old Testament, the fathers and all, how those wonderful things were taking place during New Testament era. All these things were taking place. And he says, God also bare them witness, both with signs and wonders and with gifts or miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. By the way, God still gives gifts, but not in these times. Boy, I wish I could spend some time there, okay? I hate to leave y'all hanging, but I got to move on. God gives us all gifts, but not these supernatural gifts that it's talking about in Scripture, speaking in tongues and prophesying and healing. All these things that people proclaim, he gives us gifts for the church. Singing, preaching, witnessing, hospitality. All these other kind of gifts that we read about in the book of 1 Corinthians. But let me move on.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.